One email says courts here are closed to the public for the next 2 weeks due to Omicron-spiked coronavirus cases, while another, about Friday morning coffee, reads, "Sorry guys, in retreat until the virus peaks." I'm wearing a white KN95 under my colorful cloth mask, as the CDC will probably recommend soon. The Omicron variant may be peaking elsewhere, but New Mexico is seeing its surge in new cases now. The state health department reported 5,547 new cases Thursday. Omicron is very infectious, but usually mild. Widespread vaccination helps. We're seeing relatively fewer hospitalizations and deaths among vaccinated folks, but some vaccinated friends are certainly not enjoying their illnesses. Meanwhile, we're all getting frustrated, tired, and/or scared. Maintaining a clear perspective is tough, especially in isolation. We in the U.S. aren't noted for our patience. We've been good for what feels like a decade. Shouldn't this be over? Maybe it soon will be. But some experts say it's, quote, unlikely but plausible that a variant this spring will be both more contagious and deadlier. Unlikely but plausible. Is that a point spread of 2 or 31? None of us will be rooting for COVID. The Earth should root for COVID, as should the many species whom we're extinctifying with our greed and carelessness, but that's another column. It's comforting that while the virus has every incentive to morph into a more contagious form, it has reason not to be deadlier, lest it kill off its hosts before we can infect as many of our friends and acquaintances as possible. But that hasn't kept COVID-19 from killing 5.5 million people so far. I don't agree with tennis champ Novak Djokovic's mother that he's an international hero for lying about COVID on his Australian visa application. I did enjoy Anthony Fauci getting caught by a hot mic, muttering in shock, "What a moron! Christ!" after Senator Roger Marshall kept asking him over and over how to obtain Fauci's financial investment disclosures, which have been public information for years, and implying Fauci is on the take. Fauci seeks facts and evidence. Marshall seeks votes and bucks. Having different ideas on dealing with COVID is understandable. A senator and doctor implying false charges and asking questions he knows are stupid deserves worse than Fauci could give him. Let's keep our heads up, live what we can of our lives, and help protect our community while acknowledging contrary views on how to do that.